So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, I would never trust anyone other than Zachariah Brown when it comes to estate planning, because I've seen firsthand what they have done for me. So, you know, I like to tell the radio audience what I do, because if I've done it, more than likely 10 people listening right now are either in the same process of doing something with an elder law attorney, hopefully Zachariah Brown, or considering it. So, explain to the audience what your law firm has helped me do, everything from power of attorney, will, estate planning, but the latest, because I am single and my two boys have a home, there's always that question, can I gift a house? Can I do this? The 5-year look back, and I'm thinking, there's got to be a way, there's got to be a way. So I went to the counselor and I said, counselor, show me the way. So what have we finalized and the papers are now in your hands? And I've got to give credit to Greg Diolis and his wonderful daughter. He, too, an attorney, went to Pitt Law School. You, of course, do, Kane. And his daughter does notary work, so it was one size fits all. So thanks to one and all. But explain the transaction we just completed.
Well, always good to see you, Rob. And I love doing this radio show. So if you callers are out there, feel free to call in. I'd love to try to answer your questions. What we did for Rob is a special way of protecting his home. It's a deed to his home, to his daughter, but and a lot of people do deeds like that, an outright transfer, but that can be often problematic. And the problem with it is the capital gains taxes that people are not aware of. There's just a lot of different things that come into the interplay of transferring assets, and a big one that people don't think of is the capital gains taxes. You know, you can transfer your home to your children at no cost, no transfer taxes, the cost of the deed recording, that's about it. The problem is, if you sell your home, it's basically exempt from capital gains taxes, either up to $250,000 or $500,000, depending on if you're single or married. But if you give your home to your child, it's not their home when they sell it, so they have to pay capital gains taxes. And in addition to that, a lot of people have the concern about, well, what if I get sick and have an extended long-term care and have to go into a nursing home on Medicaid? I can lose my home. So it's kind of a problem. I want to make sure my kids get the home. Maybe if they paid a little bit in taxes, that's not so bad. But there's a better way, and that's what we did here with this deed to this property for Rob. He's transferring it to his daughter, but he's retaining it for the rest of his life, and when he passes, she will get this property automatically. There won't be any, so if he isn't, God forbid, but if he's in a nursing home and on Medicaid, they'll have no claims to this house because it's passing directly to his daughter. It won't go through his will. If it goes through his will, then the state would have a claim to it. But since it's not, that will never occur. In addition, there won't be any probate costs. The transfer is automatic. She will have to pay inheritance taxes, but she won't have to pay capital gains taxes. And capital gains taxes typically, not always, but are typically much greater than inheritance taxes.
But see, this is what they do for you at Zachariah Brown, because we have talked about this gifting, this 5-year look back, my home. Every parent wants to do something for their children. And honestly, my children are my life, and you know, my two boys have done good for themselves. They are homeowners. And I thought, you know what, unless I end up in another relationship to where someone is under that roof with me and there is more than just my children and me, then I may revisit it. But for right now, it's the smartest thing to do. And I know that it's been done to every legal aspect of the law. And the thing that really is so great about this, Carl, it's seamless.
Yeah.
And that's so important. In a time of bereavement, the last thing you want is to be dealing with legal paperwork and back and forth with attorneys, because the bereavement, the period, the transition, and this is open and shut.
Right, that's there. Exactly right. Yeah, and it's what we do. We've been doing it for over 30 years now, but I think probably the best part of what we do is talking to people about their circumstances, their current situation, their perceived or worries about the future, and help them attain their goals. And there's so many options out there. That's why elder law came about, because there are so many different programs and so many laws and so many options that people have. So we counsel with them. That's the most important part of our, I talked to you about your worries, concerns. That's how we came up with this. There's a lot of options out there, and that's what we do best. I sit there and I was talking to you. I said, well, what if I just put myself into your shoes? So if I'm Rob, what would I do? And this is what I came up with.
All right. By the way, we do now stream on the weekends throughout the day on my show. So if you'd like to see Mr. Zachariah, who's a little bit svelter like I am now, he's looking great, you can go to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Watch. But we are going to be opening the phones up. So this is your opportunity. If you have any question, and I'm going to let him set the stage more than me just basically telling you wills, power of attorney, estate planning, but I'm going to let him explain some of the nuances and what they do when it comes to elder law at ZachBrownLaw.com. Their phone number is 724-942-6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, okay? But I'm going to let him explain exactly what they do. So if you have a question, that'll give you the guidance that you need to go to the phones and dial 866-391-1020. So who are we looking for today to call, and what might they be wanting to talk about?
Oh, well, just about any topic that you want. One of the things I wanted to talk about, if anybody's interested, but it's going to be a more limited audience, I think, is Florida versus Pennsylvania. I've got so many of those cases recently where people say, what does it take to become a Floridian? How does that work? What are the advantages? What are the disadvantages? I'm getting bombarded with those cases, which is nice, obviously. So we'll talk about that. We could talk about Medicaid. We talk about wills and powers of attorney, probate, estate administration, trusts. I've had a lot of interest from people on irrevocable trusts. So what's an irrevocable trust for? Well, it's another way of protecting assets for somebody who's concerned about long-term care. And I talked with a client about this a couple weeks ago. She was concerned about her dad. And I said, look, your dad has far too much money. Medicaid's not really going to be an issue for him. She said, well, it's not that so much, but he and I were also worried that he could have a car accident. Something could go wrong. So creditor protections are a big part of it.
All right, we want you to call 866-391-1020. You know the basic things that we need to talk about, and we need to really drive this point home? You got to get a will. I had two conversations come up this week, and one I was just flabbergasted because this person was an Ivy Leaguer and a whole lot smarter than I will ever hope to be, and there was no will. Why do so many people put this off? It can't be because of the expense, because it must be one size fits all pretty much for everyone. It's one and done. Why do so many people leave this earth without having a will?
Because of the pain in doing it. People don't want to face their mortality, I think. I think that's a big reason for a lot of people. It's like, your tooth is killing you in your mouth, and so you have to go to the dentist. You don't want to go to the dentist, but the pain is just bothering you so much. And there's an analogy there for that. That is something that a lot of people just don't like to do. Other people enjoy it. I would change my will. I said, we've changed this thing every year for the past 10 years.
I was watching this rerun of Blue Bloods via the internet. You know, I like little short snippets of things because my attention span is very short. And it was the older member of the family, Tom Selleck, and them were around the table, and he wanted them to do his wake while he was alive. So they're giving their thoughts about him. And I got to believe that there are people that really look at this just as they did in the business world as a challenge. And even though they're not going to be here when it's all said and done, because of that drive that they've had in the business world, especially people who run companies, they want everything down to the bottom line.
Play these songs, have the wake here.
Yeah. And I want, remember, it's cheeseburgers. We got to have cheeseburgers. All right, listen, let's get a break in here on the other side. Carl Zachariah is going to take your call. So if you're the caregiver, you're dealing with things and you need help, we're going to help you right now. 866-391-1020. You have Medicaid questions, we're going to help you. You've got estate questions. You want to make sure that that certain thing gets to that certain person, a will-related question. Power of attorney. Let's go. 866-391-1020.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Again, we are streaming live at kdkradio.com. If you click on KDK Watch, this is Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. So let's do this in this segment. Let's focus on estate planning and what you need to do when it comes to planning your estate. So, Carl, take us through the timeline, planning your estate. Go ahead.
Well, it begins by, we have an intake questionnaire and talking and going through all the, we ask you all the issues that are important. First of all, who are you? Who are your loved ones? What's your marital status? Second marriages are always an issue. You got to be very careful second marriage situations, because when each one has children by each marriage, you want to make sure that things go according to plan. And, you know, you have certain amount going to your family, certain amount going to your spouse's family. And, you know, even though a lot of times people trust their children, a lot of times it's an in-law that steps in and muddles things up for the family. And so we want to make sure that things go the way they are supposed to go and prohibit anybody from trying to change it using a power of attorney or something of that nature.
Yeah, so go ahead.
So we go through that. Then we go through their health, the circumstances, the situation of their heirs. If it's their children, how are they doing? What's their financial situation, their marital situation, their social situation? Do any of them have any problems with alcohol, addiction, gambling, marital strife, things like that? Just to make sure that when they do inherit this money, that it doesn't cause problems for them.
You know, when I think about the money that some people do leave very young and carefree individuals, and I'm using that term loosely, it can be dangerous. It can actually do more harm than the initial idea of giving them a gift. So if it's a trust or it should be planned out or a stipend, I think in the long run, you're actually doing something greater. So that's why you at least need to have that meeting with the attorney before you just sign off on stuff.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, that's the biggest thing that we do. It's really about that consultation, that session to talk about what they're looking for, what they need, and coming up with ideas for them that are the most cost effective and the most likely to give them a lot of success and the most likely to prevent any problems for them or their family.
I believe, in my humble opinion, sometimes you should enjoy your life as much as life that you are given, as opposed to just waiting to have others enjoy for everything you've done in the way of hard work. One of the reasons why you work hard is so you can enjoy life.
That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's you hit an incredibly important point there. It's, you know, as we get older, the ability of us to do things becomes less. And so while you have the money and while you have the abilities, you should really go out there and enjoy your life as much as you can. I've told a number of clients, I offered to them, I said, instead of leaving all this money to your children, why don't you dig into your pocket and take, and I think that threw $20,000 out on the table. Why don't you take them all on a family vacation, all paid for by you, Dad. $20,000, go to the beach, get a house, rent it, pay for everything, and have memories with you and your grandchildren and your children and their families. Those memories are more valuable than the cash.
Do you realize how much in the way of peace of mind that you and that entire law firm have given to people for the decades of work? And now you have this whole new group of young people coming in, and you obviously are the partners along with Christine Brown Murphy and Colleen Brackovich, the managing partners. But to see the young attorneys following in your footsteps, knowing that future generations will have the same peace of mind, that must be a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, sometimes it's difficult to be a lawyer. You go into the practice with the hope that you're going to make the world a better place, and in various areas of law, that doesn't really happen. But it does in our field. It really does. I mean, we see some family fights in estates and that sort of thing, but you know, with the long-term care, with Medicaid, those are some tough times for people. They have no idea what the options are. It's just never on your radar. You're not sitting around thinking about nursing home care or long-term care until it hits you right in the face, and then you need to do it.
You know, that's another thing. People don't look at themselves as being in that position, but if you live long enough, all of a sudden, one day you look in the mirror and you are it.
Yeah.
Tag, you're it. So it's better to not have to think about it at that moment, as opposed to when you notice that you're it, you also know that you've taken care of what you needed to take
care of. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I see this old man in my mirror in the morning. I said, I'm there now. It's, you know, my father died about 17 years ago, I guess. Then I realized you are now the family patriarch, you know?
You know, when I think of how my father, who went to the Navy as a junior in high school, basically quit school, how he had everything planned out to a T. And I don't even know if he had an elder law attorney. I don't even think there was such a thing because he's been gone a long time. They understood the significance of it. And I think even though we have all the bells and whistles and technology of today, I think sometimes the old-fashioned way is still the best way to actually make a call and sit down with a professional like your profession was meant to be when it started many, 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 many centuries ago. You got to make eye contact. You got to get a feel of the person. You got to tell a story or two so they can tailor make the exact estate plan that's right for you. Because just like every human being, size, shape, make, and model, every estate is different too.
Well, I'll tell you what, you brought to mind an important point. I want everyone out there listening to know that if you have a loved one who passes away, do not shut off their cell phone. Don't turn it off and cancel the subscription. Wait. Make sure you have the passcode. You should make sure your family has the passcode for your phone. Because when you need to get access to something, what do? You go on, and what do? They send the text to the cell phone number. All right? That's how that's SMS, what do they call that? That's a two-factor authorization. Give us the code we just sent to your cell phone. You don't have that cell phone.
I alluded to this before. I've learned so much in the years we've been doing this show. And of all the things that I did, and I was showing it to those who will be here after me, God willing, you know, to be able to make sure all of these wonderful things are carried out that you've worked so hard to put together, they didn't congratulate me on my success or whatever I saved or this home that I've fallen in love with. But thank you for giving us the code to your phone.
Yeah.
It was because of you. I never even would have thought of that in a minute. We had a conversation about how Apple really protects their customers and the layers of paperwork and calls and things you have to go through. It makes it so simple.
I think it was about 12 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, Colleen had a case where we needed to get access to the family, one of the photos that mom had up in her iCloud account. Mom died. We wanted to get access to those record those photographs for the family, one of them, and Apple said, we'd be happy to give you that for you. We need a court order. A court order. The will says nothing in there about giving access to the digital assets of one of our deceased subscribers. So that's something we're putting into wills now. We have been for 10 years or 12 years or whatever after Colleen's case. So that's something else for you guys out there. If you have these important family photographs, you make sure that your will gives the authority to your executor to have access to your accounts and access to those assets. Your iCloud photographs and any other account that you have out there. So that's a very important tool for people to know and understand. We also are putting into our powers of attorney now too, the same access authority.
All this is so important. You need to make sure you handle what you need to handle. And how do you get in touch with Zachariah Brown? 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. ZachBrownLaw.com. We've got some calls. We're going to go to them next. If you want to jump in here in the next half hour, the number is 866-391-1020. Free legal advice, just a phone call away, with the best when it comes to elder law. I've seen it work firsthand, and it can work for you too. Zachariah Brown with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Listen, when it comes to all the things that you need to button up and you get to that point in your life, no one does it better than Zachariah Brown. So if you have any questions you need answered, these are free opportunities, just a phone call away. Your will, power of attorney, estate planning, trust, five-year look back, caregiver, Medicaid, Medicare, all of that stuff. Call us, 866-391-1020. Here's Joe in Beachview wanting to talk about estate issues. Joe, how are you? And good afternoon.
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for asking. Good afternoon. Hey, hi, Carl. And listen, this is obviously a question for Carl, but my wife and I have a situation kind of similar to Rob's, what he was describing with his daughter. We own our own home. We're a few years older than Rob. Good for him. And we have one surviving son. And I'm kind of intrigued by, you know, what steps you went through to process what you guys were describing a little earlier about Rob's kind of sort of transfer of the property to his daughter. Can you go walk through that?
Yeah, well, it's a process that we use in the firm where clients fill out this questionnaire and just ask them questions mm-hmm. about themselves and their family members and so forth, and some of the worries and concerns that they have, and then we talk at the actual consultation itself. We talk about some options. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some essential documents, the wills and powers of attorney. Those are essentials, but we'll talk about other things. We'll talk about, in this case, a life estate deed, and that's what it's called, a life estate deed, where the owner, Rob, in this case, keeps the property for it's his for the rest of his life. He pays the taxes and maintains it and does all those sorts of things. And if he wants to rent it out, he can rent it out. If he wants people not to come there, then he can evict them, whatever. But when he dies, title will, by virtue of his death and that deed, title will automatically go to his daughter, Ava. She'll get it.
Okay. Now, you know, we're a married couple, so I guess the progression is one of us would go first, the next one would follow, and at that point in time, it would trigger the ownership to our son.
Now that's correct. So it would be a joint and several life estate, so that when you're both gone, then it goes to your son. But when one of you goes, well, the other one still has their own individual life estate. Right. When that survivor is gone, it would go to your son. The only downside because it sounds like almost too good to be true to some extent, there is a downside. And the downside is that if you and your wife decide you want to sell that property, your son has to sign off on the deed. He has a legally protected interest. Yeah, for most people, it's not an issue. Yeah.
This is great information. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling,
Joe. Good work. And, take care. All right. See you now. Bye-bye.
See, but what I mean, if one person, meaning me or you, has a situation, there's people out there that are going through the same thing. So that just makes me feel good that we were able to give that man peace of mind. Good job. All right. Here's Paul, Mount Washington, 866-391-1020. Zachariah Brown. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi. I'm wondering what happens. My wife and I, we owe a little bit left on the house we live in, and we also own another house. It's only in my name. My house we live in is in both names, and we have a small amount in the bank. If one of us dies, in particular me, what happens to the property? Does it just go to the surviving spouse?
Do you have a will?
No, we don't have a will.
Well, so it's not good. Do you have children?
Well, no, I mean, if just like I pass away, does everything just go to my wife?
It depends. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay, so under Pennsylvania law, if you pass away owning that property just in your name, whatever property you have just in your name, will go. The first $30,000 will go to your wife, and the rest of it will get split 50-50, 50% to your wife and 50% to your children. That's without a will. You should have a will. You should either, yeah, A, you should have a will, or B, maybe even better, put her name on the house. And that way, when you pass away, it'll still be hers.
Okay. What does that take to get her name put on there?
A deed. A new deed.
She had to pay all the costs over again for the new deed.
No, you're probably looking at $400 or $500 altogether.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I know that sounds a lot, but having to probate that property is going to cost even more. I just want to give you just a heads up. If something happens to you, yeah, you have to do the math on the $30,000 and half to your wife and half to your children. But your children also have to pay inheritance taxes on the half they're inheriting.
I thought when one spouse died, the other one got all of the assets.
Well, you could do what we were just talking about with Rob. You could do a deed and say that when I die, my wife has a life estate, and then when she passes away, it goes to my children. So you could protect it to make sure it goes to your children. And that, I mean, there's ways of doing anything we need to do, but it really takes that meeting with us to sit down and talk with you and spend an hour talking about these issues and then giving you some good ideas for solutions to the problem.
And what is your office number?
724-942-6200.
And the name of your firm is?
Zachariah Brown.
Zachariah Brown. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
We've been talking about estate planning. I want everybody to know that Planning for Peace of Mind, Christine Brown Murphy will be a presenter of this incredible opportunity via Zoom on January the 15th at 3:00. If you go to their Facebook page or ZachBrownLaw.com, you can definitely find out everything you need to know about it and how you can click on and become a part of that Zoom seminar, Planning for Peace of Mind, an introduction to estate planning and asset protection strategies. It's January 15th at 3:00 via Zoom. Boy, technology's great.
It is.
I mean, that would be one that I think I would want to watch. I mean, little things like that, just little snippets out of your time, and really, it's incredible. That's what we're doing now. On the weekend shows, we're actually streaming these shows live. So if you want to watch Zachariah Brown when they drop by, you go to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Watch. Isn't it amazing how that little thing that we mentioned about, wasn't little, but what you guys did with your law firm, and you were the catalyst for my daughter in this house. We've had two people who are going through the exact same thing, a little older and pretty much my age as well. So it's just nice to make people happy and to give them answers, because a lot of people were always thinking lots of money has to be put out and you have to pay up because you just can't gift it. You can't sell your house for a dollar, but there are ways to do it. You just have to sit down and talk it out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And really the only catch on that is the... If you wanted to sell the property, Eva would have to sign off on it.
That's okay.
And, but yeah, it's okay for most people, but occasionally there might become an issue. Down in Florida, they have a completely different tool that's not recognized in Pennsylvania. It's called a ladybird deed. So if you have property, if you're listening to this show and you have property in Florida, it's not your home, but it's a place in Florida, you could do a ladybird deed. And a ladybird deed is exactly the same thing as a life estate deed. It's yours. You've total control, total management over the rest of your life. When you pass away, it goes to your children. But what makes a difference is that you also retain the right to sell the property. And if you do, the children have no interest in it. So you don't need them to sign off on it. That's a powerful tool for anybody who has a place in Florida.
So
extremely powerful.
Is it really that much of a difference in that part of the country when it comes to taxes and this and that? Because I have more friends that are either moving to Georgia, South Carolina, or Florida. And I'm like, is it about the weather? Can't you handle winter anymore? Absolutely not. It's, why is it that we are where we are in Pennsylvania, or is there even an answer for this, and all of the breaks that people get in Florida?
Yeah, well, there's a lot. First, they have no state income tax. Our state income tax is 3.07%. They have no death tax down there. Ours is 4.5% to your children. They have creditor protections. I mean, if you got sued, nobody could touch your home. Nobody. Nobody can touch your IRA or 401k or 457 or whatever you have. They can't touch those either. Most annuities, they can't touch those either. Life insurance, your wages. These are all protected. There's a reason that I jokingly say, but O.J. Simpson went down there after he got beat that criminal charge, and he knew civil was coming next, and so he moved down there to take advantage of all these protections. The downside is they have hurricanes. That's a downside, but it's yeah, if you could put up with that one, there's a lot of benefit. You know what else I like about it? I go down there. What I like about it, I'm 64 years old, and I go to these communities of people down there. There's just a whole lot of people around my age, give or take 15, 20 years. I think that was kind of nice.
Yeah, because just a lot in common.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are still of that generation where we like to talk to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Again, you got one more segment and a couple of great calls in this last segment. If you want to jump in here and talk to Carl Zachariah, get some free legal advice when it comes to elder law, estate planning, wills, power of attorney, all of the above, you need to call us now. It's just a phone call away. Give you some peace of mind as you head into the holidays. 724-942-6200. Proud to announce that the law firm of Zachariah Brown will be back with us in 2025. And you can find them in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and that new office that they opened up this past year in Bonita Springs. This number is good for all of those locations. 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. And if you want to talk to us and get a question answered, dial now. 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're back. Lots of calls for attorney Carl Zachariah, so let's get right back to the phones. Don't forget the weekends now. All of these great shows that you've known for decades are streaming live at kdkradio.com. Click on KDKA Watch. Here's Laura in Cecil, Will and Trust. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question. If you have a parent who has a will, is there any reason for them to establish a trust?
There are reasons for establishing a trust. Having a will doesn't really make much difference. People establish trusts to avoid probate, which is not a very difficult process in Pennsylvania, by the way. It is difficult in Florida, and most people in Florida have trusts for that very reason. It's also they may have a trust because they have property in more than one state, and you might have a place in South Carolina. But when you die, that's going to be two probates, Pennsylvania and South Carolina. You put them both into a trust, well, you might not have any probate. Or maybe you just put South Carolina into the trust. Well, you won't need to do anything down in South Carolina. You'll have that all taken care of through the trust. So, reason like other people will have a child who has a disability or it can't manage the money, or their children are young and they don't want them to inherit too much money while they're young. There's lots of reasons for having a trust, but we go through those at our consults. Do you have a circumstance you think you may need one, or is it just for probate?
No, it's just general. I'm trying to understand how you can avoid probate. Maybe that's the better question to ask.
Well, you can avoid probate by having a life estate deed and put beneficiary designations on your investment accounts. Your IRA already has beneficiary designations. Your other investments, they have TODs, transfer on death designations you could put on there. But you always want to make sure that in the end, that there is somebody in charge of some pool of money. It's not all going out to the heirs, because somebody has to pay for the funeral. Somebody has to pay for the inheritance taxes on the property. And somebody has to pay for taking care of all the business of the deceased person. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have some probate in some sense, in some circumstances.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's been very helpful.
Okay, sure. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good stuff. Let's keep it going. Next stop is Anthony, and he is in that great community of Elwood City. Hi, Anthony.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, when I pass away, I have a will. And say I leave my daughter $500,000. When she gets the money, it's in her name. Can the husband divorce her and demand half that money?
Only if she puts it into his name, too.
Okay, if she keeps it in her name, he can't touch it.
If she keeps it in her name and then they get divorced, the only thing that he might have, and I'm not a family law attorney, but the only thing that he might have any access to would be one half of the increase in value from the date that she inherited it. So she inherited it for $500,000, and they get divorced a year later, and it's worth $600,000. He would have an arguable claim to one half of that $100,000 increase or $50,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure. That's another reason, Rob, why people will set up trusts. So they say, I will leave the money in trust for my daughter, and I'm going to have my CPA or the bank or somebody as the trustee. When she wants money, you give it to her. But if somebody's trying to get money from her, they don't want to go to them, they're not getting it.
So let me ask you, because I'm not the first that's thinking this. I'm sure a lot of my audience members think alike when we talk about these numbers, and that might have been hypothetical, but that's a lot of money, bottom line. How much of this stuff is ironclad? Is there always a loophole with a loophole with a loophole? Or is this trust thing legit to where you only want X amount going to X, Y, and Z? That's the way it works, bottom line. Is it fail-proof?
Nothing's fail-proof.
Okay, good.
If you have a devious-minded lawyer, good lawyer, as we'll call them, and they find a place, I think I can stick my finger in there and drill it around and pull that out and undo that. There's always going to be ways, but you're putting up a major blockade to stop anybody from getting access to it. So you're going to make it much more difficult.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, you really just have to sit down. This stuff can't be decided over a phone call, over a 30-minute meeting. Sometimes it's an hour. Sometimes it's longer. Sometimes it's repeat meetings. But when you go to a lawyer, what should you have in your person when you're going to do your estate plan? What should you definitely have your ducks in a row with? What?
Our completed intake questionnaire.
So that consists of, just give me an example.
Well, just ask you about yourself and your family and your health and your family circumstances, your wealth, where your money is, how it's titled. We don't need the account numbers, but we're looking for things like, the probate issue came up. If someone's rents and they have an IRA, an annuity, some life insurance, and a bank account, there's no reason to get a trust. None of that's probate. It's almost all of it is non-probate. So why get a trust? Why spend? Trusts are expensive. You have to spend a few thousand dollars on a trust. And then we ask for your current estate plan. We ask for copies of your current will and powers of attorney.
Are these things becoming more of an issue because people are living longer now?
I think so.
I mean, honestly, there's not a day and when I say I'm 67, people go, oh, you're young. I'm 82. I worry about I'm 83. I'm 78. I just decided to get it done. It seems to me because people are living longer because of the modern miracles of medicine, nutrition, all the other things that you can say why. But I think people now have more to lose or more to protect because they collect even after retirement age. Many of them have, generational wealth that continues to grow, more properties. They get a second home. So it doesn't really stop when you're 65 for most people, right?
That's right. And I don't know if you read this. I read a couple of news blurbs somewhere on the internet where Russia is claiming that they have a vaccine to protect against cancer using that messenger RNA technology for more COVID vaccine.
Can you imagine what that would do?
Can you imagine if we had a cure for cancer? And I mean, we all got to worry about dementia and living too long at that point.
Well, let me tell you what's happening in the world of modern medicine right here in Pittsburgh. I lost a dear friend a while ago, Mr. Dentisi, who died of cancer from Coons Market. And we spent tons of time together. Absolutely love him. Think about him all the time. And, because he was a businessman, he always examined everything, and wanted to discuss it. And we would go to the Hillman Center for his blood transfusions and what have you. And there were people, Carl, that I met in there that had had lung cancer for 10 years that were alive. My father was diagnosed in May back in 2000, died in months. And then you start talking to other people. You're there an hour or two, couple of days a week. You get to meet people. They become like friends. You see them on a regular basis. They're keeping people alive now with stage 4 lung cancer for multiple years. So nothing, in my opinion, is far-fetched. So medicine will continue to give us opportunities to be here with our loved ones, in many cases, a whole lot longer than our ancestors and relatives were ever given that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
And societally, I mean, I'm looking at nursing homes. I said, if we have, we start getting cures for all these various dread diseases, and people are living into their 80s, 90s, up to 100, we don't have enough nursing homes.
Yeah, and biggest thing that worries me about that aging is that dementia. That's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I just see and hear so much and witness so much about it. All right, again, let me give you their number. 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, and in Florida, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, ZachBrownLaw.com. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You do the same.
And that entire law firm, you guys have just been a godsend, and I'm so honored to have a chance to spend time with you.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
All right. News coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, and we're back tomorrow morning, and my colleagues are here throughout the day. Rob's got the news next at 1.
The preceding was paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.